Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Teen Wolf Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. As always, my name is Francie, and I am joined today by Ella. Ella, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Parrish is not on the line at the moment, but if she tunes in for us, I will let everybody know that she's coming in. But for now, I guess we're just going to talk about Teen Wolf. So we're going to talk about last week's episode titled Liability. There's a space there. Lie.
Yeah.
Space. Ability. and that's actually a quote, you know, in the episode with Deucalion. So this episode was basically all action-packed, saving Lydia, part two of the week before. And we get, like, the resolution here. This episode scared the crap out of me at times because...
Oh, yeah.
Lydia is one of my favorite characters, and I was going to cry if she died. I was actually going to cry. So this was very, very nerve-wracking for me. And I think that the episode was actually named one of the most talked-about episodes of the week or something on social media because everybody was freaking out. And that's a pretty good accomplishment. Like, I think it beat some other show that comes on Tuesday. I think it was The People versus O.J. Simpson. As far as, like, social media postings. Not, like, viewings, but you know what I mean. So that's a pretty big accomplishment, guys. Slow clap for the Teen Wolf fandom.
Oh, yeah. Because it's in a hard, like, time slot.
Especially since they just moved days and everything. It's still a little hard to get used to not being on Monday.
Because it's like up against Chicago Med and several other shows like the Shadowhunters and all that.
Right. Lots of stuff going on. But the episode was pretty much all action-packed. So we're going to talk a little bit about the role that each person played in saving Lydia. So first, let's start off with Malia and Kira, because we didn't see too much of them this episode.
We
saw a little bit where they were still down there and Kira's still losing control of her electric powers. And then Josh and Corey? Are those their names? Okay, yeah. Josh and Corey show up.
Yeah, that's their name.
Yeah. And Corey has been badly burned from the quarrel with Parrish earlier. So they're basically trying to work out a deal where Malia will take Corey's pain away so that he can heal, and Josh will help Kira. I think that's what was going on.
Yeah, he was going to take her electricity on because I don't know what it is, you know, drains electricity and stuff to get his power, so.
Yeah, something like that. So I did like that little interaction. Malia and Josh are certainly not trusting each other, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do to save your friends. So.
Well, he seems more trusting than Theo.
Oh, I think anybody is more trusting than Theo. They all had to work with the enemy, quote-unquote, to save Lydia today. We'll talk about Theo because I have a lot to say about some of the things he said. But, yeah, so that does actually work out. But the only problem is they are still locked in Eichenhaus. And poor Mason is supposed to be helping them get out. But that poor child, he just doesn't know what's going on.
Well, it's like they have the old plans, and I guess they added on to the building or changed the, you know, the building code or something, like adding that wall and stuff. So he was, like, confused how he's going to get over it and stuff.
Yeah, so he tries to call Liam. That's not working. And was I the only one that was a little confused with that clip of Liam and Hayden? I was like, what? Wasn't Liam just in Eichenhaus?
I know that's what I was thinking. Like, why is he not in Eichenhaus anymore?
I was like, I know you did not just leave Eichen just to go fool around with Hayden. I can't.
I guess they're kind of showing that Hayden is kind of like deciding to help William. I guess it was the point of that little clip.
Yeah,
Because
but it
he
was
asked her to stay
so
with him.
confusing. It was just so confusing, like the way it was placed. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I thought we were done with flashbacks and stuff,
And
so.
then we see Liam at Aachen House. I'm like, okay, so I guess it's the last part.
Yeah, then we got confirmation about what exactly was going on. So thankfully he did not bail just to go hook up. That would have been awk. But thankfully that did not happen. But Liam did his part. He did his part. He actually helped Scott out because Scott is trying to obviously figure out something to do because the Mountain Ash is preventing him from going where Styles is at the moment. So he's got to figure out another
Yeah.
way. So he actually finds Meredith, which I don't know. I don't even know where I thought Meredith was, but I didn't consider her being at Aachen House for some reason. I just didn't know where she was.
I was kind of thinking she was already dead. I don't know why. It was, I just
I
thought
did
about the whole
too.
scene with her and Lydia was just like in Lydia's head.
Oh my God, yeah.
And but I don't know. I just didn't think that she was still alive. I was like,
I am so relieved I am not the only one that thought she was dead for some reason. Like, now that I think about it, they didn't need, like, they'd never said that, but I don't know, I just
no.
assumed I just assumed she was dead.
Yeah, I just thought that the whole thing with Lydia was just like in her mind, period. You know, it's just like she was seeing Meredith as a comfort or something, you know, like she's
Right.
another banshee. So.
Yeah, so I'm glad I'm not the only one who went there because I was very jarred for a second. I was like, what? But Meredith actually is still in a catatonic state, just like Lydia was, but she is able to indicate to Scott that it's okay for him to, you know, kind of jump in her mind by way of claws, which he does, and he kind of figures out some things about Lydia. And the whole time that's happening, though, Liam is the one who's got to protect them because if the guards come and interrupt, Scott could actually end up killing Meredith, if I'm correct, if he's like not, if he doesn't do it correctly.
Yeah.
He really hurt her. So Liam stepped up. He took down that really tall dude. I was like, how is he gonna do that?
I kind of thought he was kind of, I thought the guy was kind of had like supernatural abilities himself. I don't know. Just, I guess he was just a really big human, but oh, like,
Yeah.
it's just something the way he looked in his eyes. I thought maybe he had supernatural abilities.
Yeah, he was a very domineering presence, I will say that. So I was impressed that our little baby Liam was able to take him down. You go, Liam. So he did his part, I think. They all did their part, and we know that Hayden actually shows up. I guess that talk that Liam had with her must have gotten through to her because she leaves
Yeah.
Deucalion in for a little while after she has paralyzed him briefly and comes to help out Mason. So thankfully, Hayden actually helped save the day too, or else they wouldn't
Yeah.
have gotten out of there. They never would have gotten out.
I'm wondering about Delkin, like what he's trying to, I mean, if he's just trying to turn them against each other and or something, or does he
Who,
like
Deucalion?
actually, yeah, Deucalion, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I think that's
it's
probably
like,
it.
because you know how he was telling her, you know, that if she wanted to help Liam, then she should.
Right.
And that she should focus more on about her. That's, you know, where the part of the title comes in, about her being a liability instead of being able to lie, you know.
Right, exactly. That's where the title came from. Yeah, Deucalion's definitely not about being chained up right now, so I think he's definitely playing a power game with everybody. Because we all know what he has the goal of killing Scott, but I'm sure he doesn't want to do it Theo's way.
No.
So, I'm glad they brought him back. I like him. He's a good villain.
Yeah, I like him as a villain.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course there's a villain. I'm not Team Deucalion. But yeah, I think he's a good villain to add to the show. But meanwhile, Styles is able to figure out where Lydia is by help of Theo, which was a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Theo said some very questionable things. He equated killing his sister to like believing in Santa Claus, and I was like, "What? What kind of justification is that?"
I think he's like saying that just because the Dread Doctors came and told him, all this stuff, that he believed it, that his sister wanted him to have his heart.
Yeah, I
I'm
was like, okay,
like,
Theo.
you were a gullible kid then.
Yeah, I'm like, try harder, buddy. It was like that meme, like, cool motive, still murder. Like, Theo, no. It ain't happening. But, yeah, he's just a questionable dude. I don't think he's ever gonna not be questionable. But, they do manage to find where Lydia is. And she is being completely tortured by Dr. Valak, who I hate. Because,
Yeah.
how dare you hurt one of my faves? And I guess the whole point of what he's doing to her is to try and figure out who the beast is.
Yeah.
But that's not the proper way to go about that. Come on.
Then she ends up screaming and takes off half of his head.
I was happy about that. I was like, yes, you go, my queen. Take off that man's head.
Like, that's bloody gross looking, though.
It was gross looking. I was like, yes, just desserts. He deserved that. And then Styles comes in and saves the day and broke my heart. That whole. Everything like from that point until the end was like just murdering me because she was losing control, and then Parrish kind of plays into how he helped save her, but he shields her from everybody. Like he shields everybody else from her, I guess. By like
Yeah,
I don't
he
know.
shielded her screen with his with the fire, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So he definitely played his part. Thankful for that, or
Yeah.
else they would all be dead. So, this whole thing
Yeah.
was really a team effort.
And he was able to actually get them on the mountain ash too because he was able to burn through it. He just burned through
Yeah,
it.
that was great. That definitely helped. So they all played their part, but then playing into the race to actually save her because she's still losing control. They head on over to Deaton's, who shoves the hole in her head full of mistletoe, which I don't know how that helps, but apparently it did. After an agonizing like 30 seconds where I thought she was dead, she's
Yeah.
actually alive still, thank God, because I was about to cry, Styles was gonna cry, Scott probably would have cried, everybody would have been crying.
And then her mom shows up.
Yes, and then her mom shows up, and then she's like, "No, they saved me, Mom. Styles saved me." And I was like, "You guys are killing me." It made me really emotional.
This house because I'm not paying for the windows.
Yes. That was
No,
great. Yeah, this whole episode was definitely an emotional roller coaster, especially for me, because she's like my fave, and I would have cried if she had died. Thanks, she did not.
Yeah, so, like I said when before we came on there, like I'm wondering because like when they were in the Jeep and she screams and Styles tells her that she's gonna be all right, then but she looks at him and says that you're not, and like he's bleeding from the ear, and when I was just wondering like is that kind of like an omen to something that's gonna happen to him later?
I don't know, but
Or if because or if this is gonna have damage or because of the stream, is he gonna have some kind of damage? That kind of like
I'm not sure
has it.
'cause we are in the last couple episodes of the season, so I suppose it always could play into that.
Because I'm like, I was just wondering if he's going to eventually leave the show to do movies and stuff like that. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that maybe what they'll do is, 'cause Styles is such a fan favorite character, and with Tyler Hoechlin leaving last season, I think that if they're going to start killing off Styles or something, that they should probably just go ahead and wrap up the show, because
Oh
I think
yeah.
they're just going to lose too many viewers. We've already
Yeah,
lost Derek
definitely.
and Allison. So if that's the way they're going to do it, they should just end it within the next like have the next season be the last season or something.
Oh yeah.
Because yeah, Dylan is doing a lot more stuff now, especially with the Maze Runner, and he's got other projects going on, and I'm sure everybody else is probably wanting to get out there and do some more stuff. So if they're going to do that, they definitely need to just make next season like the last season, because we can't keep losing the main cast members.
No.
It's not going to be Teen Wolf anymore. So I don't
But
know.
they only got a couple more years to be teens anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly. This is their senior year, to be fair, so I don't know. They should probably, yeah, I'm thinking probably the next season or two, they should probably wrap it up. Just 'cause I don't want to see it turn into a mess like other
Right.
shows if they go on too long.
And Teen Wolf, the college years,
Oh Lord. I could just imagine what a mess that would be. Like Adult Wolf. That would be a mess. But hopefully once it does end, it'll, end where we're all satisfied with the ending, because
yeah.
so many series finales are just dreadful lately. So hopefully this one won't be. I'm sure that they'll figure out a way to wrap it up. But I don't know. I don't know. This episode could be playing into a lot of things, though, because I know Geoff Davis made a statement saying that this episode sets up the path that characters are going to be taking in the long run. So maybe that is a sign that he knows kind of where the end goal is, and he's trying to get to that point now.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's got it together. Other than that, I'm glad Lydia's alive, for now. No
Yeah.
promises for what happens in the future, but for now she's alive and I'm happy. But I'm sure more disasters are going to happen in Beacon Hills before the season is up. But other than that, I think that that's all that I really had that I wanted to specifically talk about. This episode destroyed me. Had me in an emotional fit. But I liked it. I did like the episode. So,
Yeah, I like the episode too.
yeah, it was fast-paced and you didn't have any moments really where it was too slow or anything. So I think they did a good job. Other than the confusing placement of the Liam and Hayden scene, I think other than
Yeah.
that, we were good.
Yeah, I just liked how they all worked together and stuff. And
Yeah, I'm definitely for the pack being reunited.
I'm hoping that Liam's pack kind of disintegrates and becomes more into Scott's pack.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of maybe how it's going to go down. I don't know. But I can't, except for like maybe except for Tracy, but I kind of see Josh and Corey and Hayden going over to Scott.
Yeah, I can see that too. So hopefully that's what happens. That'd be the best option. Because Theo is just a mess. Y'all can't really think he's a good leader right now. So hopefully they'll
I mean,
get wise.
he just wants more power because he wants to kill the beast for the power, for its power.
Right. He
wants
Exactly.
to basically become the beast.
Pretty much. So, I don't know, but we've only got a couple episodes left, and one of them will be the throwback to the Maid of Jovid. I can't pronounce it. I'm not going to try. But you know what I'm
No.
talking about. The
Yeah.
one where Crystal Reed is going to be back. So that's coming up soon. But other than that, I think that's all we had to talk about for this episode. So
Yeah.
thank you all for listening. And if you guys want to check out more of our Teen Wolf reviews, you can go to thevro.com where we've got podcasts like these, and we've got written blogs, interviews, giveaways, all kinds of stuff on there. You can also go to our Audio Boom channel at audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online, where you will find all of these podcasts. And if you want to check out the VRO on social media, you can go to the VRO on Twitter. It's just at the VRO. And it's Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr. So until next time, you guys enjoy this week's episode of Teen Wolf, and we will be back to discuss it very soon. And other than that, you guys have a great week, and goodbye.
Bye.